AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has set a deadline of 8 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Otherwise, he says,
every bridge in Iran will be decimated by 12 o'clock tomorrow night, where every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again. I mean, complete demolition by 12 o'clock.
Asked if he was concerned he'd be committing war crimes with such attacks.
No, not at all. No, I'm not. I hope I don't have to do it.
Iran today rejected a 45-day ceasefire proposal, saying it wants a permanent end to the war. Mediators from Egypt, Pakistan, and Turkey have been attempting to broker a deal, and a regional official involved has said those efforts have not collapsed. And Trump himself says negotiations with Iran continue. Israel has increased pressure by attacking a major petrochemical plant and killing key Iranian commanders. In other news, Savannah Guthrie has returned to NBC's Today Show for the first time since her mother's disappearance.
Pretty shot of the sun coming up. Good morning. Welcome to Today on this Monday morning. We are so glad you started your week with us, and it is good to be home.
Yes, it is good to have you back at home.
Well, here we go, ready or not. Yeah. Let's do the news.
Yes, so good to have you back. All right.
Guthrie is one of morning television's most recognizable faces and has been a Today host since 2012. There has been no sign of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie since she was reported missing from her Arizona home on February 1st. Authorities continue to believe she was abducted in the middle of the night, but they have not released any new evidence in weeks. Audio courtesy of NBC News Today. I'm Hayap Njwani.
It is blowing my mind what you can see with the naked eye on the moon right now.
Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen as the Artemis II mission began a six-hour flyby, taking the astronauts to the far side of the moon. This is AP News. Controversy over the lineup for London's Wireless Music Festival.
Formerly known as Kanye West, Ye has faced condemnation for anti-Semitic remarks and voicing admiration for Adolf Hitler. He apologized, saying his bipolar disorder was to blame. Sponsors like Pepsi and Diageo pulled out of the Wireless Festival. Director Melvin Benn says forgiveness and giving people a second chance are becoming a lost virtue in this divisive world. These people were in the park where the festival will be held with Ye in July.
The industry's gotten to him a bit too much, and he refuses to believe there's something wrong with him.
Pre all of the quote-unquote anti-Semitic messaging or quotes he said on social media, his music resonates with a lot of people.
Last week, Ye held two concerts at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, the first U.S. performances in 5 years. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.